Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it could be because of all the cough and cold and everything that my voice is lowering. Or keep in mind, guys, right, I had a hysterectomy. So I've had two ovaries removed. And they had some baseline estrogen. And so early on in my radio career, it was, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. Now my voice is getting lower and deeper and raspier. Now I like it. I think it's sexy. I like having a lower, raspy voice. You know, I mean, men in radio always seem to do better than women in radio anyway. So fine. If people think I'm, you know, I'm a male radio host, the ratings might go up. So I'm totally fine with that. But before we begin and talk about some of the clusters that be and the more chaos that we're having as we look at what's happening with schools and COVID and vaccines and the economy and supply chain and all the other BS that seems to be the same headline, different day. I do need to tell you guys that I almost got busted yesterday. I almost got busted. So, Corey and I have been married 25 years. Woohoo! Yeah, I don't know how the guy does it. I don't know how he does it. And so, usually with a 25th year anniversary, okay, you want to have sex. I like having sex on my anniversary. I like sex, so, right? Especially on my anniversary. But remember, I had a hysterectomy. And when you have a hysterectomy, you're not supposed to have sex, right? For a short period of time. And so I, you know, had that conversation with my husband. You know, he's like, oh, darn. Meaning, you know, even though, you know, he's thinking, going, whew, got out of that one, right? But for me, I would have enjoyed it. Yeah, and sex is very important on the 25th wedding anniversary because, listen, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to keep my husband. And so, and we all know how horrible I am in the bedroom. And so I've been actually kind of, I don't want to say practicing, but I've been really researching. You know, I've been watching videos on how to be better in bed. You know, like, oh, really, you should use your left hand, you know, for some things. You should open your eyes once in a while. So, you know, it's really... So I've been trying to do my research so I could be really, 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 really good for the 25th anniversary sex. Well, I get a hysterectomy, right? You're not supposed to have sex, right? So my doctor said, let's see you at your 6-week follow-up. And my doctor is awesome. She is really, really awesome. But man, she is one smart, tough cookie. So she tells me to come in for my 6-week follow-up, which was yesterday. All right, so I'm there. Yeah, leg shaved. Oh, my gosh, it took me like 2 hours to prepare. I prepare more for my gyne exam than sex with my husband. So I'm looking at, I'm all plucked and trying to be all, you know, perfect for my exam. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Cora and I now have our anniversary trip. What I did is I scheduled an anniversary getaway, even though our anniversary was on the 22nd, for this coming weekend so that we could, I'll be after my 6-week, you know, and hopefully I'll be able to have sex, whatever. This is going to be, we'll have, okay, you know. So I go in there and my doctor's conservative in terms of making sure you don't hurt yourself and, you know, in terms of guidelines. So I'm like, okay, she'll probably tell me to wait a little bit. And she knows me. I mean, she's been my doctor now for about 30 years. So she could probably read my eyes. And she probably follows me on Facebook, so she knows that I have a big anniversary planned, and I bought a Bic razor to shave my legs. I've been explaining all of this on social media, how I'm going to try to, I might even shave my underarms. I mean, I might really try to be as groomed as possible for our anniversary weekend, which is up in the snow. You know, I think you'd want to kind of grow more hair because it's going to be cold. We're going to go to Park City if we could even fly in. And what she does, she's so smart, okay? You know, she goes, okay, listen, all right, you're still healing from your surgery, so pelvic rest, almost the first thing she said to me, even before having to your pelvic rest for 12 full weeks. Now, she must have seen the shock in my eyes, and then she must have seen the squint, like, okay, well, she's not going to find out. I just won't post it on Facebook. And I know you guys think I post a lot on social media. I don't really post when we have sex. I kind of save you guys from that. So salvage, you know, your ears and your eyes. You guys don't need to hear that. Especially, I don't want my husband to have to respond and reply to it wasn't all that. All right, trust me, it is not Facebook worthy. So I like to keep that on the down low. But interestingly, when she was looking at me, she probably saw me think, okay, well, she's not going to find out and I'll get around this. She goes, I don't want your wound to open up and I'm going to have to take you to the hospital to fix the bowel that is falling through now into your vagina. And my jaw dropped. It's almost like she read my mind and she was saying, look, I know what you're thinking. If you open up your hysterectomy wound, you are going to have intestines fall through and I got to take you to the hospital to sew you up. Well, that just killed any sex drive I've had now for the next 2 years. Now, I am even afraid to put on panties. I mean, I don't want anything near the vagina. I am now so scared to death. Right? You know, so I was drinking some diet soda, which you shouldn't do. And anytime I drink diet soda, I drink it down the wrong tube and I start to cough. And now I'm paranoid because I'm coughing. I'm like, oh no, I don't want the wound to open up. It's been 6 weeks since my surgery. I'm trying to save a marriage that, well, maybe it doesn't need saving, but, you know, trying to keep the sex part alive of a marriage that's 25 years old and starting to get some cobwebs. I have a new and improved vagina. I cannot wait to have post-hysterectomy sex because I hear it's amazing. I am so excited. We have a getaway weekend and I'm trying to fool my doctor and you know what? She knows too well. So I'm stuck. And so, you know, we'll go to Park City and we'll play in the snow. And yeah, there's other things I could do, but apparently nothing is supposed to be within, I think I'm supposed to have a restraining order of about, is it 6 feet or 30 yards? What's a restraining order average? Anyway, so I'm supposed to now put out a restraining order of a distance away from the vagina. Now, I mean, my husband, he's fine. You know what? You could double that. I'll be fine. I don't have to be anywhere near it. But man, this is going to be a rough weekend. Man, I am done with the pelvic rest. I am done. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have new guidance from the CDC on COVID. You know, it's not funny. It's ridiculous. We're on year two, going into year, well, we're not, no, we're in year two of this COVID, and we are still under the guise that government can control this. I don't like seeing the headlines where, you know, Biden said he was going to control COVID and he didn't. First of all, Biden should have never said he could control COVID. Number two, quit blaming Biden for COVID also. I mean, this is nature will always overpower a politician. Okay, politicians don't have that control. They have the control to make things worse. They have the controls to screw things up. they have the control to help save some lives, but nobody's controlling COVID. I don't blame Biden for not having control of the Omicron variant. I have other issues with how Biden has approached the pandemic, but we can't blame him. In terms of the CDC, CDC's doing, the best they can in terms of this. And it's kind of comical to watch. I don't want to be in that position. You know, if somebody says, Dahlia, can you do better? Yeah, I could do better. You know, but you aren't going to like it. I mean, I think I would do a better job, but you're not going to like what I have to say. I'm going to probably get up there and say, guys, use some flipping common sense. We got a bad, bad bug out there. It's going to kill some of you. And for some of you, it's going to cause some sniffles. You'll either die or you won't. You're either going to test positive or you're not going to test positive. Either your vaccine's going to work or it's not going to work. Either you're going to get it again or you're never going to get it again. Either you're going to test negative once you're recovered or you're going to test positive. So since I think that there is always a 50-50 chance of anything being positive or negative or yes or no to this, use your best judgment. Don't be an idiot. Try not to clog up the hospitals. All right? And good luck. We're going to be in for a pretty crappy next few years. And I would like every single country's intelligence units to get on what the hell happened and who could possibly be still in the process of having lab leaks or issues with this and figuring out where these new variants are popping up all of a sudden in random countries throughout the world. Let's kind of get some answers as to where this all started. And that's how I would have run things. I don't think I would have said, okay, guys, maybe 5 days, no, 7 days, no, maybe 8 days, no, cloth mask, maybe not cloth mask. I mean, I would have just basically said, guys, use some common sense. Okay, this is a bad, bad bug. If you think the underwear you're putting on your face, right, is helping you, it's probably not. It's not a medical-grade mask. I would have also had medical-grade masks administered to everybody. They did a great job getting vaccines to everybody, but where's the masks? And I would have also been working on the new vaccines. I would have said, look, I understand Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, you guys spent a lot of money on the first wild-type vaccine, but we've known about the mutations now for 2 years. We know that there's a 501Y mutation, N501Y, the E4K4K, these mutations. Let's give boosters that are actually the newer formulated vaccine rather than thinking about a fourth booster that is to an old virus that is not as relevant anymore. That's what I would have done. Do I think I would have done a better job? Yeah. Do I want the job? No. No, I don't want the job. No, I can't even have sex yet. I'm still on pelvic rest, so I am in no mindset to be able to know. All I care about right now is when I can have sex again. So, let's give you guys the new guidelines. Okay, here we go. I know. Are you guys excited? Yeah, write this down. All right. And that's the thing. With viruses, it's not to a T. Everybody's like, okay, my COVID infectivity is done now at 12 o'clock. I'm hearing people are doing that. They're like, you know what? I isolated for 10 days or I isolated for 5 days, but I started isolating at 11:15 a.m. So I have to wait till 11:15. The virus doesn't work like that. The virus is sitting on stuff. Wasn't there a study 2 years ago of a cruise ship where the virus lived for 17 days on objects? The virus is outsmarting us. By the way, it's a new virus from 2 years ago. It's a different virus. All right, quarantine versus isolation. Remember, quarantine is I was exposed and I'm questioning if I have it. Isolation means I'm sick. Okay? That's how you remember it. Isolation. I'm sick. Quarantine. Do I have it or not? You're questioning, okay? So, if you have been exposed, which is, by the way, 100% of us, okay, if you're breathing any air, you're getting exposed to COVID. I'm telling you right now, if you are at all in America, you are being exposed. So, in terms of quarantining, they want you to stay home and away from other people for at least 5 days. So, this 14-day incubation period, for some reason, is completely now moot. All right, we're not talking about 14-day incubation period. Does it still have a 14-day incubation period? Yeah, that's what I thought. But they've changed it to 5 days. Why? Because nobody's at work. Nobody's getting people off the roads that are stuck in the snow. Nobody's in the hospital. I mean, they need staff. So they're like, you know what? Let's forget about the incubation period for now. Okay? I get it. Stay home and away from other people for at least 5 days, day zero through day five. Day zero is the day you were exposed. So what's fascinating about that is patients will say, look, all right, I worked the day after Christmas. Then I found out last week that, or I found out a week later that that person had COVID. Okay, well, that was your exposure was day zero. That was you're already past the quarantine period, according to this. So it's the first day you were next to that person. They want you to wear a well-fitting mask, not underwear. Even at home, because they don't want you to get people sick at home. For 10 days after your last close contact, this is quarantining. This is if you're questioning if you have it. You're not sick. For 10 days after your last close contact with someone with COVID-19, you need to watch for a fever. Now, we identify fever as anything greater than 100.4. And I know a lot of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, if I'm 99, I'm burning up. I get you because I run lower. My average temp is not 98.6. My average temp is like 97, 96. I'm cold-blooded. I am a cold-blooded woman. And so if I'm 99, I am burning up. I mean, I am, yeah, Satan. So if you think you have a fever, count it, okay? I don't care about the numbers. We're not numbers. If you got cough, if you got shortness of breath, diarrhea, they don't say it, but I'm saying diarrhea. If you develop symptoms, get tested immediately. Isolate until you receive your test results. If you test positive, now you are sick. Isolate. So now you're in isolation mode. If you don't develop symptoms, they say get tested at least 5 days after you had the last close contact with somebody with COVID-19. If you test negative, are you guys writing all this down? You can leave your home, which means you can go to Walmart. But like, when can we go to Walmart? But continue to wear a well-fitting mask when around others at home and in public until 10 days after your last close contact with somebody with COVID-19. So now they're saying because you could maybe not get sick, but you could cough it out to still wear a mask. So you're supposed to still be in a mask for 10 days, but you could be out of the house for 5. If you test positive, you got to isolate for at least 5 days from the date of your positive test if you don't have symptoms. If you do develop symptoms, then you isolate for 5 days from the date of your symptoms. Okay, you guys get all that? So if you're sick, the first day you had that cough or you sharted, remember we talked about how a shart could be a sign of COVID? That day you sharted, trust me, we all know the time of day because that's when we had to stop and do the laundry. That is then day zero of your day five. But in terms of your positive test, you start the 5 days then, even though it could have taken 5 days for your test to come up positive. Okay? Oh, the logic is just riddled all over. It's. All right, if you are unable to get a test, which is probably 99% of us because there's no more tests out there, if you're unable to get a test 5 days after your last close contact with someone with COVID-19, you can leave your home after day five if you have been without COVID symptoms throughout the five-day period. Wear a well-fitting mask for 10 days after your date of last close contact and around others at home and in public. Okay, so mask. Avoid people who are immunocompromised or at high risk for severe disease, nursing homes, other high-risk settings until after 10 days. Stay away from people you live with. Okay, that's just quarantining. Okay, isolating. You have to have 5 days. You can't go back unless you're fever-free without using fever-reducing medications. Continue a mask for another 5 days. And don't travel. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Tokayev accepted the government's resignation in Kazakhstan on Wednesday after a fuel price increase in the oil-producing Central Asian country triggered protests in which nearly 100 police were injured. Police used tear gas and stun grenades late on Tuesday to drive hundreds of protesters out of the main square in Almaty, the former Soviet Republic's biggest city. Prince Andrew's lawyers tried again Tuesday to shut down a lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre, who says he sexually assaulted her when she was 17.
He knows what happened. I know what happened. And there's only one of us telling the truth.
The prince's lawyers told a New York City federal judge that she failed to articulate what happened to her at the hands of the prince. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan forcefully disagreed. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News. Senate Rules and Administration Committee is holding an oversight meeting this morning. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer opens the hearing.
Now, since in the years since that attack, as has been mentioned, we've gotten a lot done in the Senate to strengthen our Capitol Police, to assure from a security standpoint that the violence of that day never happens again. Early last year, I put in place a new sergeant-at-arms, Lieutenant General Karen Gibson, a wonderfully competent person with a great deal of experience on both the organizational side as well as on the intelligence side. And we installed the first all-women leadership team in the history of the Senate sergeant-at-arms. As a member of the Capitol Police Board, Ms. Gibson led a diligent search and helped us find the new police chief who sits here today. It was so important to me that we had a new police chief in J. Thomas Manger.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you are a little upset because schools are closing again and you want your kids back in school. And you are a little frustrated by how everybody is approaching the Omicron variant. I'm seeing kids in hospitals. I'm seeing this is still a bad one, but not as bad as previous ones. And as we want to move forward and be able to still go on with life, what do we do every time there's a new wave and there's a new variant? And there's a cough, cold, and flu season. So I actually have an idea. I think I have a fix. But I want to hear from you guys. All right? Do you think schools should close down in light of the next wave, or should they stay open? 1-877-DOCDALI, 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 or if you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. Should schools close? So there's a lot of drama going on right now in Chicago. I tell you, 2022 is going to be very much full of drama. In fact, it has been so dramatic thus far that I couldn't even finish my New Year's resolutions. I've already failed all of them. So I'm just looking forward to 2023. I think 2023 is going to be a better year. So I've already given up on 2022. But right now, they're saying that the Chicago Teachers Union last night at 11 p.m. said, we're going to remote learning. So, you know, as people are going back to work, kids are at school, teachers kind of dropped this on them last night, not because of a snowstorm, but because of COVID. So the Chicago Teachers Union decided we're going to do remote learning. It was announced at 11 p.m. Currently, less than 1,000 students of the 350,000 are currently infected. Staff and students were required to provide a negative test before returning, which to me doesn't make sense because there's not enough tests. Mayor Lori Lightfoot had slammed the decision, threatened that teachers who do not appear in person will be placed on leave without pay. And so the union voted for remote working. And some of you have been reaching out going, why aren't they closing the schools? Why aren't they closing the schools? People are sick. I mean, people are calling out. And then some of you are like, no, why aren't schools staying open? That's a one-year from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here's my fix to this, okay? All right, having kids, all right, and a mom, and being a doctor mom, right? You want your kids away from you out of the house, okay? Your kids get on your nerves. You got to go to work. I need my kids at school. I'm paying a crap load of money for the kids to go to school. I want them to learn. They need to be around other kids. They can't be home watching, you know, YouTube or whatever they do. So get them out of the house. On the flip side, though, man, there are some bad bugs. And what's very interesting is when you map each year, with the exception of COVID, it's very consistent. It's always that end of November through January, that end of November through January time frame is peak flu, peak cough and cold season. You get some colds in the fall. Now we're not talking COVID. This is pre-COVID. Without COVID, get some colds in the fall, kids will come back to school, so they're getting sick, getting some pink eye, maybe some lice, but nothing that hopefully will kill the kid. But it gets kind of deadly, end of November, or around Thanksgiving through January. Well, why not switch summer vacation to winter vacation? Why do we have kids off? And I know teachers are like, oh, hell no, Dahlia. But no, just hear me out. All right? If the most deadliest time of the year is the same time of year, but the kids are out of school for 3 months during the summer, why don't we flip it a little bit? Because kids are all, we don't want kids going to school sick. If a kid is sick, COVID or not, we still have them out of school. Kids miss school all the time. Not to mention, you also have holidays. So you got the Thanksgiving break. You got the Christmas break. So they're off for Thanksgiving. Now, for me, Thanksgiving was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For some reason, some school districts now change it to a whole week. Then they go back for a couple weeks. And then they're off 2 weeks for Christmas. Then they come back. And then they have flu. Why isn't summer... maybe just make that whole period break. Maybe rather than 3 months, have 6 weeks off winter, 6 weeks off summer. Because I think 3 months of kids not being in school doesn't help their learning either. I mean, you know, the teachers have to get them back into gear. They've been, you know, out of study mode. And kids don't stop learning just because it's June, July, and August. Kids need to be learning. You have, you have a gift. You have a child that wants to soak up a lot of information. Now, true, some of the learning during the summer could be, let's do camping. Let's do hiking. Let's do, you know, more nature type stuff. Let's learn our botany. Let's learn, I mean, you know, it doesn't always have to be sitting and doing times tables with math. But I think we're going to probably move to a you know, we're having everybody come to school every single day around the holidays. And if that's when people are sick, maybe let's have that part of their yearly vacation. This way, everybody's with their family around the holidays. And think about it. Think about how the congestion with flying and travel. Most of us, we only have off the day before Christmas. What if you get to celebrate Christmas December 10th? Because the kids are out of school. Maybe if we can't figure out how to fight cough and cold flu season without doing 70 million vaccines and you know, taking kids out of school and remote back and forth, maybe that's what we do. We don't let them lose their learning because they get to learn in the summer as well. And during the summer, there's less coughs and colds and deadly viruses, assuming COVID ends up slowing down. I don't know. That's my vote. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But right now the problem is parents don't want their kids getting sick. Parents have, I get it. I get how some people are freaked out because we have grandparents that are 70, 80 years old. We can't have our kids expose them. I'm not worried about it, but we got older family members. And so your kids going to school, they're going to get exposed. They're going to get it. They're going to bring it home, even if they don't have symptoms. Asymptomatic people are walking around spreading it. We are in the midst of this. So do we let them go to school anyway? Or do we, you know, because it is a mess and hospitals are overwhelmed, we keep them home? I'm at this point, I'm like, look, if you don't want your kid getting sick, keep them home. What I don't want is people trying to take advantage of leave and getting to work from home and getting paid the same and not having to go back to work. Okay, you know, we're just now getting everybody back into work and we're slowly getting everybody back to, you know, okay, guys, you know, we're going to have people get back on site and you know, man their posts. But, you know, it's a bad cold. And it is a bad infection. And some people will die from it. And so I get if somebody doesn't want to be exposed. I get that. They might be in the wrong field. I mean, you know, if you're a teacher, you know you're going to be exposed. I taught Sunday school. I mean, everybody is sneezing and coughing on you. Kids want hugs. You're going to be exposed. I mean, your job as a teacher is to be there for the kids. But you can only do so much. So 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marianne said she's taking her kids out. She wants a remote. I don't blame you. I mean, you don't want your kids there getting sick, you know? I get it. But that's what I think we need to slowly start moving towards during the most deadly cough cold season. Take away part of summer break, put it towards that. This way kids have more learning throughout the year, but there's still nice vacations. I don't know. That's my vote. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm a bald person. which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so it sounds like many of the people that were stuck on the I-95 have been able to make it home. I think Senator Kane was able to make it to the Capitol. I'm amazed he actually went to work. I would have wanted to go back home. I'd be like, okay, you know, I need to go back to bed. I've been in a car for 27 hours. But Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who is leaving, admitted in a press conference yesterday that he was, quote, blindsided by the winter weather, and his response was the best he could do. I was asking, I think we were all asking, where's the National Guard? But he said he defends not deploying them. So I'm reading this here from Daily Mail, and I apologize, this just came across. He's still being slammed for not deploying the National Guard. Honestly, I thought after the first hour. It's amazing. I don't think there's been any casualties, and I don't think anybody had hypothermia or became ill. I'm amazed because 27 hours being stranded in freezing conditions with temperatures in the teens, possible carbon monoxide poisoning, no food or water. I'm amazed that people did as well. But it sounds like there were a lot of truckers out there. God bless you, truckers, having extra food and water and you know, sharing what you had. And it sounds like people were, you know, sharing chargers, and they were just really being good folk. And I'm very, very impressed. I think America definitely came up strong yesterday and the day before with what happened with that. But there was, quote-unquote, unusual weather. He said, we all need to be clear that this was an incredibly unusual event. He said the winter storm started as rain on Monday, so the roads couldn't be pre-treated the night before. So I guess you can't salt the roads. I live in the desert. I live in Las Vegas. So I guess, from my understanding, because I did live in Reno for a little bit, and they would salt the roads, you have to salt the road before it gets wet in the salt, because the salt has to, I guess, not get washed away. So you need the salt to be able to sit there and stick, and then it lowers the freezing point, so it prevents then freezing. You need a lot of salt. Mira and Raghavendra Rao were stuck on the interstate for 16 hours, just 100 feet past an exit. They said not one officer came in the 16 hours they were stuck. She said, being in the most advanced country in the world, no one knew how to even clear one lane for all of us to get out of that mess. Now, Governor Northam defended his decision not to activate the Virginia National Guard or declare a state of emergency, citing the difficulty of getting workers and equipment through the snow and ice to where they need to be. He also claimed, according to Daily Mail, that a state of emergency, which would typically be declared hours or days before an event to create extra flexibility in responding, would have done no good. See, this is what I don't understand with politics and with all the, you know, the semantics of it. Okay, I thought, and I've noticed this working for the government. Okay, if you want something done, you do it. So it's like, if I'm in a hospital, I'm like, okay, I need potassium. Or I need a bag of saline. Or I need blood. Give me 2 units of type A blood right now. Okay, you could get it. I don't have to sit there and ask permission. I don't have to fill out a form and then have it go to a committee. I mean, if there's an emergency, you jump in and you do. There's somebody that looks like overdosed on narcotics. Give me some Narcan. Let's do it now. You have an emergency of people being stuck on a road. Not only do they have the risk of starving, losing water, carbon monoxide poisoning, because they're trying to stay warm in a car that whose exhaust pipes and ventilation and circulation might not be 100%, but also you have other people who can attack and rape and pillage and plunder. I mean, anything could change at the drop of a dime. So why is, well, officially if we do it, we have to then have done it at this hour, and then we had to have, I don't understand the whole bureaucracy and all these, this, you know, if you need, if God forbid we're being attacked, then, I mean, the military then comes to attention, and we are trained for emergencies. But everybody has to cover their butts. They have to make, you know, well, and look, if you're a governor who's leaving, you have nothing to lose, but and everything to gain to just get people out there to help. So the road was impassable by around 8:30 in the morning. 6 tractor trailers jackknifed in the winter storm, so it triggered this chain reaction. And then, of course, people are sliding, and then that's, you know. So there was a day-long pileup, about 50-mile stretch of the I-95. Temperatures continued to plummet. then even more snowfall. Other vehicles lost control, blocked lanes in both directions. Cars didn't begin to move freely until yesterday late afternoon. Some travelers, I guess they couldn't go to the bathroom. Maybe they went to the bathroom on the side. I don't know. That was my biggest fear. I'm like, how do I pee in front of all those people? I'd have to do it. If I got to pee, I got to pee. I'd be like, you know what? Fine. So Northam reassured at the conference that he understood the driver's frustration and fear. But we, again, not too sure what happened, why the military reserve wasn't available or why that didn't get deployed. He said he did put the guard on standby, but deploying them would not have been an immediate solution. Remember that our guard members have day jobs. In fact, as you all remember, last January 6th, we sent the National Guard to help at the Capitol after the insurrection. But it was the next day before they were able to arrive. Why is that? And why do our enemies, right, you know, get a big earful of this? I mean, we are basically now telling our enemies that if they want to attack us. Now, I understand that the National Guard is not all branches of the military, but that there could be at least a 24-hour delay for, you know, a state's National Guard to get where they need. Why is that even being advertised? And why isn't that being rectified? Our answer to everybody is, if you need something, we are going to have it there. We are going to, you know, the problem is we are understaffed. We spoke about this a month ago. We predicted this. Right? There was a snowplow driver shortage. We have a law enforcement shortage. We have a first responder shortage. We have construction crew, road crew shortages. We don't have enough people. My guess is when somebody said, all right, we need people to come down to the road, we got 50 miles worth, everybody that got a call said, I have no staff, everybody's out, I have nobody to give you. And they don't want the whole, you know, all the surrounding cities descending with, you know, all these people now coming in and clogging areas. Trust me, I'm sure family members wanted to go with shovels themselves. Fortunately, no reported deaths or injuries. A lot of motorists ticked. I would be too. That is some dangerous stuff. It's a parking lot. There were diabetics, babies, pets. And, you know, this is why I always plan. It could be your normal commute. Always plan that something could go wrong and you could just be stuck. And so, I'm not here to fault anybody. I'm just here to say, look, guys, you know, we got caught with our pants down. And this was just a winter storm. We've had winter storms before. We are crippling ourselves by not having enough staff. We have plenty of Americans. We have plenty of non-Americans that want jobs. We have people. What is going on? Why do we not have the staff? Why do we not have the people power? What are we doing wrong? 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.